I so love him. I so love the Lord. He's so good. You know, it doesn't matter how many times you fall. If you'll just keep going, he'll teach you. Sometime in your greatest falls, you'll learn some of the greatest things ever. Oh, man. You know, Genesis speaks of dominion, and we've been talking about the dominion mechanism. And God gave man dominion, and dominion works with man. And Proverbs says, as a man thinketh in the domain of his heart, so is he. That word thinketh means gatekeeper. He's a gatekeeper. As a man thinketh in the domain of his heart, he acts as a gatekeeper. And that's why Proverbs also says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it shall flow. Do you know there are things that flow? The issues of life. Why? Because your heart's connected to the kingdom of God within you. The kingdom of God is within you. And the kingdom flows through your heart. And it flows into the earth. Dominion flows through your heart. And it flows according to what you believe. Your belief system orders the environment. That's why God has to tear down the strongholds. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Say, not carnal. You're not going to swing a natural weapon and learn how to advance the kingdom. You have to learn how to swing the weaponry God's given us. Utilize the weaponry of the Spirit. They're not carnal, but mighty through God. You know why they're mighty? Because when you can tear a stronghold down, what you couldn't do in 20 years will start flowing. Go. They're mighty through God. They're tearing down, pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. Imagination, systems of thoughts empowered by emotions that exalting themselves against the mind of Christ in you, to you, and through you. Those things have to be pulled down. Once they're pulled down, things start happening. The issues of life flow. Out of your belly shall flow rivers. And so we got to get the kingdom connection and the flow of the kingdom coming through us. That's what we're learning to do. To do that, sometimes we have belief systems, imaginations, systems of thoughts that are standing in the way. We talked about this last week about Peter. God was wanting to pour out on the Gentiles. He already believed in Peter. God believes in you a whole lot more than you know. God had already sent men from Cornelius' house on the way to Peter, and he hadn't started even dealing with Peter yet. But they're on their way, and Peter's on a housetop praying. You know why God believes in you? If you're a person of prayer, he believes in you. Because if you pray, he'll teach you. And so as he's on the corner of the housetop, he's in and he falls into a trance. What's a trance? God literally takes you, spirit, soul, and body, pulls you out of the earth curse system. You're suspended in a state of the spirit where you're locked into the spirit, and there is no pull from the earth. It's like you broke the gravity Barry completely. There isn't, you're totally suspended. It's happened to me 3 times. When you're suspended in a trance, go, oh, no, it's not like that. But when you get a vision, you're so into what you're seeing, it literally just, and when God does that, he took Peter and 3 times he lowered that sheet. Now, do you actually think God, because God said, rise, Peter, over those sheet of animals? This is in Acts 10, kill and eat. You think he was just going to get up and start killing those animals in the spirit? No, he was showing him something to adjust something. He says, not so, Lord. When you got a not so working inside of you, you're going to need something to adjust the not so. Because the not so is exalting itself against the knowledge of God. Because God said, what I call clean now, Peter, you're calling unclean. And I've got to adjust you because I've already sent men to you. And I'm about ready to pour out on the Gentiles. But I'm not telling you everything, Peter. I just got to get you adjusted first. So Peter, it said he pondered these things in his heart. By the time he gets to Cornelius' house, he's sitting in the Gentile's house. And it dawns on him. Gentiles unclean, animals unclean. God now calls them clean. And Peter says, brethren, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. You wise Pentecostal outfit, you. Where'd you get graced with so much wisdom? Got a trance. God made the adjustment in his gait. When God makes an adjustment in your gate, as soon as he said that, he didn't even get time to pray for him. The Holy Spirit falls on him. Peter gets a lot of heat from Jerusalem. What are you doing with these unclean Gentiles, Peter? Peter goes, look, I didn't do it. But God adjusted his gate because why? God does not bypass human agency. He had to come through somebody. So he had to adjust Peter's gate. God's not going to bypass you. The only way he will is through a miracle. If you get a miracle, you better enjoy it because it may not come around for a little bit longer, for a while longer. Miracles are very sporadic. You cannot live on miracles, but you can live by faith. And faith can become a lifestyle. If you don't understand what the lifestyle of faith is, you don't understand faith yet. Chuck, do you understand what the lifestyle of faith is? Did you understand that 3 months ago? When you get plugged in, you'll understand what it means to live by the lifestyle of faith. Everything you do will be faith. Your faith will be reaching into everything and anything. Why? Because you know how it works. And when you know how it works, it's like, I am wasting time if I'm not in faith. You are engaged. If that hasn't happened, it's because you haven't plugged in enough yet to receive something from the kingdom to understand how and why it came. Once that happens and the light comes on, you're going, oh my God, this stuff works. Yes, you'll be challenged. Sometimes we have gate issues that keep that from flowing. Peter had a gate issue. So today, and so we're talking about how we talk about confession, how it deals with systems of thoughts, and how you also, when you confess, you're dealing with the enemy outwardly and the strongholds inwardly. We also talk about seeing how God not only changed Abraham's name and got him speaking in the right direction, but he also adjusted what he was looking at. Listen, for God to change the interior image, he uses exterior things or he uses his word. All right. And today we're going to take this one step further. Now I want to jump into this. 1 Peter 1 verse 13. Ed and I were having this discourse and I was talking about him, how God uses the imagination. I said, the imagination is the part of you that sees. It is a sight mechanism within you. And I said, you know that imagination works for the kingdom if you bring it in alignment with the kingdom. If you know how it works, when God says to meditate the word, let me give you a few scriptures. And I want to just bring you into what God says here before I get into that. Listen to this, Psalms 1, you've heard this, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Look at that, delight. And in that law doth he meditate day and night. You know the word meditate means? Imagines, revolves it, rolls it. Now, why is the word so full of poetic imagery, parables? You know why God does that? Jesus, predominantly, everything he taught, almost 90% of things he taught in parable form. Why? It was poetic imagery to get inside you to adjust belief systems and mechanisms and gate issues within you. See, because you don't think in words. I want you to close your eyes a minute. I want you to see a dog. Do you see D-O-G? Or do you see your little dog at home? You know, I see my Presley. My Presley, that barking dog. Why? You don't think in words, you think in pictures. What part of you just released into that dog? Your imagination. That's the part of you that will also release into the word. Okay, so Ed and I were having this, I want to get into the fun part. I got to get going, Lord. Yes, sir. Thank you. And while we were having this conversation this week, he heard the word, gird up the loins of your mind. The loins. Why would put loins in the mind? What are the loins? They're the birthing center. The loins of your mind is the imagination because that's the birthing center. It's what literally God uses to write the belief system. It's also what the devil uses. Why do you think the devil's after the children? Because of their active imagination. He wants to get in there early so he can reap a harvest later. He wants to get in there and rewrite that while it's active. He wants to poison it, corrupt it, draw it into occultism, draw it into darkness, so it rewrites darkness. It writes darkness all into the canvas of their belief system, and that darkness is ordered for a whole generation. That's why he fills that stuff with toys. You don't think he doesn't know what he's doing. Imagery. The cult, all of it. He wants into that birthing center. Gird up the loins of your mind, says, set your hope to the end of the grace that shall be brought. Now, that's what I want to talk to you about today. Setting your hope to the end. What does that mean? That means one of the things you'll find when you start walking in a lifestyle of faith, that nothing that presents itself to you in the present is evidence of what you ask God for. Just as soon as you ask God, I can assure you, circumstances will show up that are contrary to what God has said. Some of you feel a little sleepy to me this morning. I break that off of this congregation right now. I'm not going to allow that atmosphere in here in the name of Jesus. I break that lethargy in the name of Jesus. I break it off of your mind. This will not be stolen this morning. This word will be received in fullness in the name of Jesus. Won't have any of that in here. Everyone say, shake yourself a little bit. If they make you stand up, I'll make you run around here for a minute. Do some jumping jacks. Sometime when the enemy wants to steal something, he'll try to set an atmosphere over to get you like, what he do, he's trying to get the disconnect. They don't want you to hear the stuff. And if I feel that, I'm going to deal with it. Amen? Because I want you alive and kicking. Praise God forever. Everyone look at your neighbor and say, plug in. All right. Because I know what I'm teaching is good because it didn't come from me. So I'm not putting you to sleep. Everyone say, he ain't putting you to sleep. Now, I can imagine, you know, I knew if this stuff was, you know, out in left field or something or 40 years ago, man, I can understand why you want to go to sleep. But that ain't the case. Amen? Besides, it's Sunday morning. Glory to God. We should be alive and well. Now, it said, set your hope to the end for the grace to be brought. The reason he says set that is exactly why he had to get Abraham over to the end. Because you do not get evidence in your present circumstance. You've got to learn to get your being out of where you are into what God has said. What God has said is either inside of you or it's in your future. And you got to go in your future. Visit your future on the canvas of your imagination. Write that down. Visit your future on the canvas of your imagination. If you don't, you'll get painted a present circumstance that's going to order you into bondage. Does anybody have a present circumstance that tells them this is all of God and I don't need any more? Does your present circumstance right now 100% reflect everything God's told you about yourself? Therefore, God has to transition you. I'm going to show you today how to do that with the Word of God. How the Word of God will engage your present to pull you into the future. Because there is a part of your faith can go into the future and find the evidence of what God has said. Because faith needs evidence. Without evidence, you're not going to birth. Because you're getting evidence already. You just don't know it. Just as soon as you step into faith, there's going to be a circumstance that's going to present evidence to you that you can't have this. This is not who you are. Where are you going to get evidence? I keep looking around here. I'm not getting it in my present. I got to get out. Sometimes you got to get out of yourself. Come out. That's what it says. Gird up the loins, that imagination, gird it up and set it into the end. Get it out of where it is and get it where it needs to be. Now, I'm going to show you how to do that. I just want to teach it to you. I'm going to show it to you. Now, 1 Timothy 4 real quick, then I'm going to take you to two parables, and I'm going to show you how God literally transitions you. It's very important because you learn how to meditate this. I got to get your meditator working. You got to learn how to employ what God's giving you. See, what weapons of our warfare, mighty through God, casting down of imaginations. You've got to get your belief system going the right direction. Or you're going to be here next year during Christmas time. We're going to have the same Christmas celebration. And you're going to be here next year saying, well, maybe next year God will do it. Or next year you'll be rolling and said, oh my God, it's been the greatest year ever and I know why. Don't get in this stuff. Somebody puts a date on something. Well, because some date they figured out 2010 and they put some numbers on it and said it's going to be the year because it's 2010 and 10's the number of this. Look, every year is Jubilee for those who believe. Jesus is our Jubilee. He fulfilled it in us. Every year is blessed for those who believe. You don't have to have a date show up so your blessing's going to arrive. Your date is inside you. You hadn't known it. It's already arrived. Man, I figured that out. I'm saying, I'm not going to wait for somebody to tell me some date and the stars line up and my blessing's going to show up. They've already aligned. It's in me. I'm plugged in. It's happening all the time. That date's already in me. It's called Jubilee. He fulfilled it in me. Jubilee's living inside of me. Oh. My God. Man, you get in the numbers, you get in all kinds of numbers. It's okay, but it's already, because God works from a finished work. God says in Isaiah 46, I declare the end from the beginning. Why? So you can go live there. I'll tell you what it looks like. I'll show you what it looks like. So you can get out of where you are and into where I told you. I need agreement in the end. I birth from the finish line. The evidence is coming from the finish line. So God declares that into you. Booyah! Now you're awake. 1 Timothy 4, neglect not the gift that's where? In you. Where does God make his deposits of who you are? In you. What does he do? He visits you with a future in your present and say, this is not who you are in your present. Let me show you who you are. He makes a deposit in it. Oh my God, look at this. It lasts for 3 days and you lose it because we don't know how to interact with it. God puts your future inside you. He says, don't neglect it. And he tells you how not to neglect it. Meditate. 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, 13 now. Meditate. Set your imagination upon these things. Revolve it. You don't have to worry. When that gift's in there, it'll help you. When you've got the deposit of God inside you, it'll be in there. It'll eat on you. When they're eating, saying, you're not giving me enough attention. Set your attention on the things of God. Set your imagination upon it. The Bible says, give thyself wholly. That's not H-O-L-Y. But you need to be H-O-L-Y. It's W-H-O-L-L-Y. And it means be in these things. Be here. Be in your future. Escape into it is what it means. Escape. I told this Thursday night, I'm going to tell it again. We were at Universal Studios. I'm stirred up right now. We are going to break this stuff off this whole congregation. Not just two people. Everybody's going to tap in, plug in, and be blessed. The whip's going to come out every day till you get it. If you want to plug into the kingdom, I wouldn't miss one service. Now, I know some of you are leaving for Christmas, but I am determined to keep this thing rolling all the way through. By next year, we'll fast off the holidays. We're going to get primed to be a blessing in the earth. One thing's for sure, you're going to know this, because I'm not coming off of it. My standard operating procedure in the past was going to something else. But my standard operating procedure now is to get this stuff working in you. until the light comes on. And I can't wait for as long as it took Pastor Chuck 10 years. I don't have 10 years. So we're going to have to get you delivered from that grant ahead anointing a long time before Chuck. No more granted head anointings. That word is a hammer that breaks the roxas. Escape into these things. When we were at Universal Studios, the kids wanted to do something, and I wanted to go see Terminator, and they weren't ready for Terminator. And so I said, I'm going to see Terminator. Man, they sit you in that chair. Go to the bug show. You'll get spit on. You'll think the bug's spitting on you in 3D. They make it. They transport you in. It's amazing because they can work with the imagery part of you. They sit in the seats and your seats move and the stuff and these guys come out in 3D and you're like. But when they got to the end of that thing and that guy got that sword out of his finger and he pointed at you and that thing went right through my head. I went, oh my God! I felt everything and I come out of there. I said, oh, I had an experience. When I took those glasses on, you don't see nothing. They caused me to escape into a visual reality that every part of my being was reacting to it. And in the Lord, I come out of that thing and I'm like, man, that was cool. I want to do it again. And the Lord said, this is what I want you to do with my word. I'm trying to get you to accept that's not reality, but my word is truth. He goes, but everything around you is not the true reality of the kingdom, but my word is, and he goes, I need the part of you that can escape into truth, and I can transport you into a future and into a hope that's not according to your present, and you'll get the evidence you need to birth what I've told you and who you are. I'm like, show me. So I'm going to give you a couple of these today and let you take a look at them. Let's go to Deuteronomy 32. Love this one. One of my favorites. I'm going to show you how to use the meditation mechanism, the dynamics of meditation, the mechanism of meditation. My staff messing with me about my words, dynamic and mechanism, so I have to throw those in. Hallelujah. They said everything's got a dynamic in front of it, or a mechanism. Christine comes, she goes, I got the title, Dynamics of the Mechanism. She's messing with me. That's how they do, they mess with me. It's kind of, give her a hand clap, hallelujah, come on. Deuteronomy! Now I'm going to show you how to feed your into your meditation, and I want to show you how the imagination works, all right? Deuteronomy 32, verse 9. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about and instructed him and kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest and fluttereth over her young, she spreadeth abroad her wings and taketh them and beareth them upon her wings. So the Lord alone did lead them, and there was no strange God with them. He made them to ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. He made him suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. For an untrained imagination, you'll miss what just happened. Notice where he found them. Notice the progression here. First, they started in a waste howling wilderness in a desert place. Let's look at this financially. You're financially destitute in a waste howling wilderness in a desert place. Notice when he was through, when all the way, I'm for the benefit of the CD or DVD or MP3, I'm on the other side of the congregation. I've walked all the way across. By the time he was through, it said it made him to ride on the high places of the earth, fed him with the increase of the fields. Isaiah said, all my pastures are in the high places. Wisdom sits at the top of the high places, and she prepares a banquet for you at the top of the high places. Jesus said, your priestly government is you are raised together with him, Ephesians 2 and 6, and made to sit together with him in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. All the increase of the field was in the high places, but where did he find you? In the desert. But what did he say? The Lord is my portion. He says, no, I am the Lord's portion. And here's how, when you feed that into your meditator, what you do is you see that. You see it. And the way I do it, I actually interact with confession and sight. I see that desert land. But in that desert place, I don't see myself destitute anymore. I see myself. I am your portion in this desert. I am the lot of your... I'm your favorite! I'm the apple of your eye! Your eye's on me! As an eagle spreadeth abroad her wings, so you're spreading them over me, and you come and you take me. You lift me, and I feel myself being lifted up out of this wilderness, lifted up. What's he doing? I'm getting you out of the circumstance before you ever get out of the circumstance. Faith gets yourself out before you ever get out. Faith goes first. Write that down. Faith always goes first. You'll follow later. You know how far I'm living in my future right now? You know how far I'm into my future? You know how much my future is being rewritten on the canvas of my belief system? Because I'm not living in the natural. I'm not living in the now. I'm not living in that wilderness and going, woe is me. I'm not wondering when things are going to happen and how come God and how come I'm not there. I'm already in the high places and I'm riding with him. Oh, Jah that rides on the heavens. I'm riding with you in the high places. You're feeding me with the increase. I'm way up here. And open my eyes and once in a while, I'm still, my body's still over there. My finances are still over there. It doesn't feel like it. What part of me just transported over? Faith. What did it use to transport over? The imagination. See how the word, you literally have such a divine interaction. I just transported into a reality of truth, not fact. That's fact. This is truth. That's a fact. I'm in truth over here. And truth is more powerful than fact. And I start living in this realm. I said, oh my God, I'm riding with you. You pour me honey out of the rock. You make me to drink oil out of the honey rock. Honey out of the rock. Oil out of the flinty rock. Flinty rock's the high places. You feed me with the increase of the fields. You make me to ride upon the high places with you, Father. You make me to ride. I'm riding. You see how you move? Faith pulls you out of the now into the future. You start living there. Guess what? The dominion mechanism starts setting the future in motion and starts pulling you out of what's confined you and bound you. What are you doing? You're girding up the loins of the imagination. You're girding it up and setting your hope into the end. See how that one scripture just pulled you out of poverty? You don't even know it. See how you can ride through one scripture and meditate? I'm riding on the... Well, so what does that mean? He feeds you in the high places. What's that mean? With the increase of the fields. Well, how big can your field be? What does the field mean to you? 500 a week? 5,000 a week? 50,000 a week? How big's your field? One mile perimeter? 10 mile perimeter? 100 mile perimeter? State, city, nation, globe. Is your field the wealth of the nations? My gates are open continually. He's feeding me with the wealth of all the nations are flowing like a magnet to me. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Well, you can't see that yet because something's blocked. Well, I don't know. Can God never do that for me? Of course he couldn't. He can only do it for somebody like me that ate pizza out of dumpsters for 6 months. Y'all didn't know that, did you? 6 months. Of course, he'd do it for somebody like that. He'd do it for anybody. How can he do that? I don't have any gifts or talents. Since when does God ever use people with gifts and talents? Since when is that his prerequisite to use you? He'll give you a gift. It's waiting for you. As soon as the dominion mechanism clicks in, the commanded blessing comes on you and a gift shows up. Uh-huh. Give the Lord a hand. If you learn how to meditate and see, God gives you that to get you out of the now. He's got to get you out of present. Who right now has evidence in their present situation that tells their future? You don't get evidence in the present. The present is just opposite of what God has said. It's in the future. But I can fly fly on the wings of eagle. Take me and lift me out of this barren wilderness. Because I'm the apple of his eye. I'm his favorite. The set time of his favor is upon me. You see the interaction of both word and sight. I'm speaking it the whole time I'm seeing it. Pretty, you know how I actually do that just to get out of the natural earth jurisdiction realm. When I want to get in the spirit, I use that very scripture just to move myself out of the earth. I want to get in the high places with God. He maketh my feet like hinds feet, and he setteth me. I'm a set man. He sets me into my high places. I'm set! When that stuff gets in you, or you can sit in the present. Well, one day God's going to do this, you know. One day, or how come God? How come you love that person? Why did they get that breakthrough and I didn't? After all, I've been faithful. I get to church every morning on time. You start giving all your qualification and what you've done for him. Instead of, listen, that's part of your occupation. But faith is different. God said, I appreciate what you've done, but if you want a birth, you're going to have to get over there. I can't get you over there with what you're living in now. I need to invade your space. I need to escape into, I need to be wholly into these things. Invade my space, God. Get me out. Give thyself holy. Escape. Escape. What are you escaping into? You know, people escape into the flesh to get out of their circumstance. Like that guy, he goes to the bar, you know, after a hard week. After about six, he's ready to take on Butch down at the end. He looks at him and said, you ain't no match for me, buddy. Take that pool cue and give you a whooping. He'd never do that before six for a six pack. But see, he's not evaluating things in the light they exist in. That's why he says, speak to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart. Because once you get in the spirit, you're not evaluating your circumstance in the light that it exists in. Because you are Superman. But in the spirit, you really are. You're just coming into who you are. Okay, one more and I'm going to let you go and eat. Some of you got to get that heaviness. I see some of that on you. You're not going to birth with heaviness on you. You can't do it. You got to get out of that. I'm telling you right now. Oh, yeah. That's good, brother. Thanks for the new message. Got that one. Or I know someone who needs this teaching. You need this teaching. Go buy it. Stick it in you. Give yourself a present. 42 times. I'm telling you right now, if you'll just get this message and listen to it over and over and over, give yourself. I give them to you free on the website. FramingYourWorld.com. Teaching of the Month section. Dynamics of the Mechanism. Dynamics of Kingdom Finance. There's 7 or 8 teachings on there. 7. There'll be 8 now. Now I'm going to give you one more. Oh, that's so good. Thank you. You know how you get it? Plug it in. Listen to it. Plug it in. Going to work. Plug it in. Going to work. All that, and then start doing it. And all of a sudden, oh my God. If something goes in, you got to keep feeding, keep feeding, keep it. Well, I just kind of like the way things I'm doing right now. Things are cool. You know, after a while, I'm getting by. Things are okay. I'm living under a mortgage for 30 years, but hey, you know, I'm comfortable. I get to pay my mortgage. I got groceries. You know what that's selfish. Selfish! It is. Because just thinking about you instead of knowing your full capacity to just what you could be in the kingdom. If you just knew what you are in the kingdom, you'd get out of that thinking and say, I am a blessing in the earth. God has ordained me to be a blessing. And I'm going to live in the high places. And I'm going to be fed from the high places. And I will be a blessing in the earth. One more. I taught this Thursday night. This is so good. I'm going to get back into it. Because we need a shift. I go to Isaiah 62 and we'll close. It'll be my first close. Hey, I've got some faithful ladies up there keeping that food warm. Hey, by the way, don't leave out of here. We have fellowship upstairs. That's right. Amen. Nobody wanting to leave right now. We got to escape into truth. Escape into truth. I've had enough circumstance. I'm going to escape into and let God rewrite my future. My dominion mechanism will start setting into motion, and all of a sudden, boom! And you go, it works! It works! How it works! Yeah, Isaiah 62. What's that? That's right. Listen, this was their own words. My staff, Christine Williams, 5 years to get it. Chuck, 10 years to get it. Anybody can get it. Everyone say it's not going to take me 10 years. I'm not near the granite head. We're having fun for benefit of the MP3. Isaiah 62. You know what's going to matter is what you do with it come tomorrow morning. Can you contend and make it happen? Are you a hearer or a doer? Are you going to wait and watch the one right next to you just run right past you and eat their dust? Better get some goggles if you're going to be here, because you're going to be eating a lot of dust around here. That's right. Isaiah 62 verse 1. I love it. I love it. I love it. I want more of it. Isaiah 62 1. For Zion's sake. Now remember, he's talking to a people in captivity here. He's trying to get them out of captivity before they get out of captivity. You understand the part of you is going to come out of captivity before you actually come out of captivity. God's going to bring you, your faith's going to pull you out of captivity. And by the time your whole spirit, soul, body, and checkbook comes out of captivity, you already been out of captivity. It won't be a surprise to you that it happened. If it's a surprise to you, you got a miracle. If it was faith, you already knew it was going to happen before it happened. That's why I asked you in the beginning, are you living a lifestyle of faith? Because if you don't know why it happened, you're not in a lifestyle. Because I can guarantee you when it happens, you already know why it happened. You were expecting it to happen. Why? Because I was already living there. I was just waiting for the rest of me to show up. You want a definition of faith? Take the part of you that can live in your future until the rest of you shows up. That's faith. Man, that's good stuff, man. I wish I was that smart. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace. For Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until righteousness thereof go forth. It's brightness and not salvation. Therefore as a lamb. That spiritual lingo is you're coming out of captivity. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness. And the kings thy glory. And thou shalt be called by a new name. Now here God tells them, in captivity I'm giving you a new name. Right now, you are forsaken and desolate, he tells him in verse 4. And he tells him, you'll no longer be forsaken. Why? If you are a forsaken person, rejected person, you've got it written on your forehead. Do you know that? If a stronghold of rejection is working in you, guess what's going to happen? Look at me. If a stronghold of rejection is working, guess what? Please come and reject me, for it is written on my forehead. Rejected people don't know why they're rejected. Forsaken people don't know why they keep being forsaken. It's written on the design because it's a stronghold that attracts it. It'll attract it next week and next year until you break the cycle. You shall know. You let the wilderness get in you. You'll think I'm forsaken. God just doesn't love me. Well, he sure loves me. Does your circumstance line up? Not yet. But the part of me already knows that God loves me a whole lot. My God, he loves me. I am his favorite. I told you I'm the apple of his eye. I am his portion. I am the lot of his inheritance. His favor is all over me. Right now, the nations can't help themselves. They're running to me. So he tells them, you're no longer a forsaken people. Watch me. Laws of meditation. Again, see where he starts them? Here's a part of you. You're starting out in captivity, and he's telling you, you're not in captivity. I'm giving you a new name. You're not forsaken or desolate. So what's my new name? I'm glad you asked. Isaiah 62, verse 10. She is here Thursday night. You got to build the crescendo. Go through the gates. That's the way out of forsakenness. Get through the gates of your belief system. Go through. Prepare the way of the people. Cast the highway up. That means get rid of the stones. Get rid of the rocks. Get rid of the granite. Man, that's good preaching. Just telling you it is. Gather up the stones. Lift the standard. Lift the standard. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say to the daughters of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. His reward is with him, his work before him. They shall call them the holy people. Here's your new name, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out. Everyone say, I am sought out. This ministry, I've been speaking it every day. This church is sought out of this city. They can't help themselves. They're coming. They are sought out. Our DNA is sought out of this city. My business is sought out of the nations. I am sought out. The call of God on me is sought out. I'm like a big magnet and I'm attracting favor. I'm attracting goodness. I'm attracting mercy. I am sought. I got a new name. When you look at me, sought out. I just want to be in what you're involved in, my brother. I want to be here. I can't help myself. I love it here. I don't know what it is about this place. It's sure not the exterior of it. But I love this place. Man, what is it about? I love it here. You're sought out. Everyone say, I'm sought out. What's working inside me? Sought out. It's making room for me. My business is sought out. Multi-million-dollar clientele. I'm sought out. You can have that or forsaken written across your forehead. I don't want to do something about them I don't like. Or they go, man, I don't know what's going on. I just like that person. I am because you're sought out. Your belief system, the dominion mechanism, and the power of the Holy Spirit, he's drawing everything according to your belief system. He's drawing it to you like a magnet. I am one big magnet. There's people who left. Some people who left probably don't need to come back, but some of them who have left will come back because they're sought out. But there's a whole new bride out there. Whole new marriage coming. We got a new name. They're looking to be discipled, and we are sought out. I'm telling you, this church is sought out of this city. This church is going to multiply and grow and increase. Our DNA is pure. We're going to keep it pure. I'm not going to be developing no more hybrid DNA around here. Just need to know that. What's hybrid DNA? Just throw all your DNA in one place and let it grow up. Man, you'll have more mess, and you know what? We're going to keep our DNA pure. We're going to go down the right path. People are going to be promoted here. They're going to be promoted in this DNA. They're going to like what's happening because they're sought out. Father, I thank you right now for 500 brand new disciples, a bride that's humble, hungry, thirsty for your kingdom, God, that will lay her life down, man or woman bride. Father, lay her life down for the promises and the DNA of this government, Father, for the increase of the government and peace. There's no end. This DNA is sought out of this city and sought out of the nations, Father. Kings and priests will fill this place. Kings and priests will fill this place, for we are sought out. Some of you single people want to be married. You need to start saying, I'm sought out of the right one, God. I tell you right now, my mate is seeking. I am sought out of my mate. He talks about a marriage in that chapter. I confessed on in. I close with this. I can't stop preaching. Y'all are hungry now. We didn't break that veil earlier. We'd have closed 30 minutes ago. Let that be a lesson to you. I'll tell you what, God told me, and I'm closing, he told me, he said, nothing will happen until you get married. Well, what are you going to do? Radar up. Everywhere I go, I'm tall so I can scan the building, you know. I'm looking. God tell me nothing's going to happen until you get married. I start looking. There were two Ishmaels. Well, kind of flakes, yeah. After I got through those two, I'm still looking. So what, you know what I did? Because after I did, I literally did this for 30 minutes a day. I know you don't believe this, but I did. For 30 minutes a day, I sat there and confessed. I said, Father, I think you got a plan of good and not evil to give unto me a desire at the end. And my desire is to be married to the one you've called for me. My wife is a fruitful vine by the sides of my house, and my children are all the plants around about my table. Father, I use this one scripture in this chapter right here. I said, my land shall be called Beulah. And my delight, and she shall be termed Hephzibah, for my delight shall be in her. Beulah means to be married. My land shall be Beulah. And I just, every day, I think of my land is Beulah. My land is married, Father. My land, I'm telling you what, somebody walked up to me after about 3 months of that. Ah, somebody you need to meet. I think you're supposed to meet this woman. And she showed up at my meeting. So she tracked me down officially. Because my dominion mechanism set off like a magnet, and she couldn't help herself. She came to my, everyone say my meeting. She showed up at my meeting. The dominion mechanism just. Father, thank you. Let's give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. Everyone say, I'm sought out. I'm sought out. My DNA is sought out. The spiritual DNA within you is sought out. Father, thank you. Release their gates. Release the kingdom. Release it through them, Father. Release the kingdom. Father, in all sincerity, release a blessing upon them in this season, Father. Father, plug them into your kingdom that the blessing of the Lord be unlocked and released for them in this season to celebrate you, our King, and the birth of our King. In your mighty name, Jesus. In your mighty name.